Day 1. First Things First. Vision. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs, where pools of blessing collect after the rains. Psalm 84, 6. What's your valley? Is it grief, depression? Or if you're honest with yourself, is it a place of wandering? Perhaps you've lost your vision, and now you're just going through the motions until something changes. Retirement hits, or the kids move out, or that perfect job or spouse comes along. Life is a journey. Your Christian walk can be an immensely fulfilling adventure, a pilgrimage from who you are to the person God has called you to become. If you've missed this concept, it's easy for your life to be stalemated, vision lost, momentum gone. But God has not called you to wander in this valley. He's called you to move forward into the fullness of life found in Jesus Christ. There's a calling on your life, a reason for living. Let's look further into Psalm 84. Happy are those who are strong in the Lord, who set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs, where pools of blessings collect after the rains. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. Psalm 84, 5 through 7. Did you notice the walk-through part of this scripture? Your valley may mean healing or rest or a pause in the chaos of life, but it is something you were meant to travel through. The beautiful thing is that as you step forward, strength, blessing, and refreshment will come with plenty to spare for others. It's time to move your life forward. It's time to lift your eyes and see the way ahead. I pray God will restore your vision and purpose for living. May you have the grace and strength to move your life towards the beautiful destiny you have in God. This is your opportunity to live the life He has always envisioned for you. Pray, God, help me fully grasp my purpose for living. Give me the grace and strength to step towards my future today. In Jesus' name, amen. Seek. What's your valley? Do you believe God can turn it into blessing? Take a moment and entrust this valley into God's hands. Speak. I am blessed and refreshed in God. I am growing stronger in Him.